2 Corinthians chapter 8. He exhorts them to contribute bountifully to relieve the poor of Jerusalem. Now we make known unto you, brethren, the grace of God that hath been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in much experience of tribulation they have had abundance of joy, and their very deep poverty hath abounded unto the riches of their simplicity. Footnote: simplicity, that is, sincere bounty and charity. End of footnote. For according to their power I bear them witness, and beyond their power they were willing. With much entreaty, begging of us the grace and communication of the ministry that is done towards the saints. And now, as we hoped, but they gave their own selves first to the Lord, then to us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so also he would finish among you this same grace, that as in all things you abound in faith and word and knowledge and all carefulness, moreover also in your charity towards us, so in this grace also you may abound. I speak not as commanding, but by the carefulness of others, approving also the good disposition of your charity. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that being rich he became poor for your sakes, that through his poverty you might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is profitable for you who have begun not only to do but also to be willing a year ago. Now therefore perform ye it also indeed, that as your mind is forward to be willing, so it may be also to perform out of that which you have. For if the will be forward, it is accepted according to that which a man hath, not according to that which he hath not. For I mean not that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equality. In this present time let your abundance supply their want, that their abundance also may supply your want, that there may be an equality. As it is written, he that had much had nothing over, and he that had little had no want. And thanks be to God, who hath given the same carefulness for you in the heart of Titus. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more careful of his own will, he went unto you. We have sent also with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel through all the churches. And not that only, but he was also ordained by the church's companion of our travels for this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord and our determined will, avoiding this, lest any man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us. For we forecast what may be good not only before God, but also before men. And we have sent with them our brother also, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent, with much confidence in you, either for Titus, who is my companion and fellow laborer towards you, or our brethren, the apostles of the church, the glory of Christ. Wherefore show ye to them in the sight of the churches the evidence of your charity and of our boasting on your behalf.